Now, are pretty villages becoming extended retirement homes for the wealthy? Throughout this week on The World at One, we're looking at how younger families can be encouraged to stay living in villages at a time when many feel they're being priced out by ever-rising house costs. All this week, we're reporting from the village of Lavenham in Suffolk, where local people are trying to do something to reverse this trend. Andrew Bonford reports.
Estate agent Tim West is showing me around one of Lavenham's 15th century timber framed houses.
As you can see, it's very high timbered ceiling, this magnificent oak frames.
Historic homes like this is what draws well-off buyers to a village like Lavenham.
This is the sort of house that would appeal to the high value buyers who want to come into the village, and this is typical of the buyers, usually older, moving from a more expensive area, but want to come into the village because of what we've got within walking distance from here in terms of pubs, restaurants, doctors, shops, and so on.
And how much is this house?
£499,995.
But you feel inevitably it's going to be an older buyer?
Yes, because for the same sort of figure, younger buyers, even if they wanted a period house, could probably get quite a large Victorian detached house, but not in the centre of a village like Lavenham. So, for instance, in the market town of Sudbury, just down the road, 475 would buy you a big four-bedroom Victorian detached house with a 150, 200-foot back garden.
Jane Gosling is packing up her belongings. She's just retired from her job with the National Trust and is about to move into one of these historic houses, which she's renting.
I have found a lovely timber frame cottage in Prentice Street. Obviously, I am having to pay a premium for that because the beautiful houses, understandably, cost more to rent than the smaller Victorian ones.
So what do you have to pay?
I'm going to be paying £900 a month. Literally, they come onto the market for rental and they're gone next day.
Over the last 25 years or so, there have been several attempts locally to build homes for families. One estate of four-bedroomed houses is now almost exclusively the preserve of the well-off retired. And here's the latest attempt. 44 new homes just being completed.
Planning permission for this was given in August 2012. Hastened to add against the wishes of local people and the parish council because it was deemed to be an overdevelopment. It was seen as an urban development in a rural setting.
Carol Reeve is chairman of the parish council. These pricey new houses have sold mostly to yet more older buyers. The developers managed to water down the requirement to build a third of them as affordable homes for local people by successfully arguing that they would not make a big enough profit. Carol Reeve says they built 8 affordable homes when they should have been required by the council to build 17.
The fight for the additional affordable houses, we felt locally that fight was given up too easily and too soon. Policies that the district council then have, and in fact have today, are good policies, but they're not robustly applied. That was our big argument. If they had robustly applied their policies, then we would have had a site with fewer houses on it, but more affordable houses on it.
What do you think of your new house?
I love it.
You love it. This is Mia, and Mia's been lucky enough to get into school, haven't you? And then we've got little Alfie, who will be 2 in March. So you could
Leanne Green and her family have just moved into one of the two-bedroom affordable homes here, for which they're paying rent of £550 a month.
We were really lucky to get this place. We were in a flat when we had you, weren't we?
Yeah.
But it's not our forever home. We're going to need a three-bedroom. But unfortunately in Lavenham, there isn't any to rent. Housing Association, Council. I mean, it's not the monthly repayments in Lavenham of a mortgage, it's the down payment of how much they actually cost, and you've got to kind of weigh up the pros and cons, really. I mean, it's nice to stay here and we would love to, but if we could buy a house a few miles down the road, then that's what we might have to do. Daddy's lived in the village all his life, hasn't he?
Yeah.
So he doesn't want to move out.
Like it's Ellie.
It's his village. All your little friends are here, aren't they?
Yeah.
The young people, we can't afford to stay here.
So stung by the failure to build more affordable homes, the village has just held a referendum and voted by 91% for a neighbourhood plan which demands at least 35% of new homes to be affordable. In future, this obliges the local council, Baber, to stick to its rules. Carol Reeve says a third of the 1,800 people who live in the village are retired, twice the national average.
I'm not going to hit them too hard, the over 65s. I'm one of them. But But, you know, we've got to make spaces for the young families coming through the preschool, the school. We've got to plan for the future. And unless we start to address that issue, you know, we could just end up as a retirement home.
And tomorrow, we'll see just how they intend to achieve this goal.
Andrew Bonford in Lavenham.